Effective communication is a cornerstone of successful interpersonal relationships, whether in personal settings or professional environments. Two essential components of effective communication are diplomacy and tact. These skills are crucial for fostering positive interactions, resolving conflicts, and maintaining harmonious relationships. In this comprehensive guide, we will explore the principles, techniques, and benefits of communicating with diplomacy and tact, offering practical insights and strategies for mastering these essential skills. Understanding diplomacy and tact. Defining diplomacy. Diplomacy refers to the art of managing relationships and negotiating with others in a way that promotes mutual understanding and respect. It involves the ability to navigate complex social dynamics and address sensitive issues without causing offense or escalating tensions. Diplomats, by their very nature, are skilled in this practice, as they must represent their country's interests while maintaining harmonious relations with other nations. In a broader sense, diplomacy is not confined to international relations, it applies to everyday interactions as well. Whether in a corporate setting, a family gathering, or a casual conversation, diplomatic communication involves finding common ground, expressing oneself clearly and respectfully, and addressing conflicts with a balanced approach. Understanding tact. Tact is closely related to diplomacy but focuses more on the nuanced aspect of communication. It involves the ability to say the right thing in the right way, considering the feelings and perspectives of others. Tactful communication avoids harshness and criticism, instead opting for a more considerate and gentle approach. It's about delivering messages in a way that minimizes hurt and maximizes understanding. While diplomacy can be seen as the overarching strategy, tact is the tool used to implement it. Tact involves being mindful of how one's words and actions might be perceived and adjusting them accordingly to avoid misunderstandings and negative reactions. The importance of diplomacy and tact. Enhancing professional relationships. In professional environments, diplomacy and tact are indispensable. They help in managing interactions with colleagues, superiors, and clients. By communicating diplomatically, professionals can navigate office politics, negotiate deals, and resolve conflicts without damaging relationships. Tactful communication also fosters a positive work atmosphere, promoting teamwork and cooperation. For instance, during performance reviews, a tactful manager can deliver constructive feedback without demoralizing the employee. Similarly, diplomatic skills are crucial during negotiations or when addressing sensitive topics, such as company policies or changes in job responsibilities. Improving personal relationships. In personal relationships, diplomacy and tact contribute to healthier and more fulfilling interactions. Whether dealing with family members, friends, or acquaintances, employing these skills helps in resolving disputes, expressing feelings, and maintaining harmony. For example, tactful communication can help in addressing disagreements or misunderstandings without causing friction. Diplomacy and tact also play a vital role in maintaining long-term relationships. They allow individuals to express their needs and concerns while still showing respect and consideration for the other person's feelings. This balanced approach helps in building trust and deepening connections. Managing conflicts and difficult conversations. One of the most critical applications of diplomacy and tact is in conflict resolution and handling difficult conversations. Conflicts are an inevitable part of human interactions, but how they are managed can significantly impact the outcome. Diplomatic and tactful communication can de-escalate tensions, foster mutual understanding, and lead to constructive resolutions. For example, when addressing a conflict between team members, a diplomatic approach involves acknowledging the different perspectives and finding a solution that accommodates everyone's needs. Tact helps in communicating disagreements or criticisms without exacerbating the situation, ensuring that the conversation remains productive. Strategies for communicating with diplomacy. Active listening. Active listening is a fundamental aspect of diplomatic communication. It involves giving full attention to the speaker, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. Active listening requires patience and empathy, allowing one to grasp not only the spoken words but also the underlying emotions and intentions. Practicing active listening involves several key techniques. Maintaining eye contact shows attentiveness and respect. Nodding and verbal acknowledgments indicates understanding and engagement. Paraphrasing reflects back what has been said to ensure clarity. Avoiding interruptions demonstrates respect for the speaker's point of view. Choosing words carefully. The choice of words plays a significant role in diplomatic communication. It is important to use language that is respectful, inclusive, and non-confrontational. This involves avoiding jargon, euphemisms, or any language that could be perceived as aggressive or dismissive. For instance, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," a more diplomatic approach would be, "I feel that my concerns are not always fully heard. Can we discuss this further?" This phrasing acknowledges the speaker's feelings without placing blame. Adapting to the audience. Effective diplomacy requires adapting communication style to suit the audience. This involves considering factors such as the listener's background, cultural context, and emotional state. Tailoring the message ensures that it is received in the intended manner and reduces the likelihood of misunderstandings. For example, when addressing a diverse team, a diplomatically skilled communicator will be aware of cultural sensitivities and avoid language or topics that could be seen as offensive. Adapting communication also means being aware of nonverbal cues and adjusting one's approach based on the audience's reactions. Maintaining composure. Maintaining composure, especially during challenging conversations, is crucial for effective diplomatic communication. Staying calm and collected helps in managing one's own emotions and responding thoughtfully rather than reactively. Composure also contributes to a sense of control and professionalism, which can positively influence the outcome of the conversation. Practicing techniques such as deep breathing, taking pauses before responding, and focusing on the issue rather than personal emotions can aid in maintaining composure. This approach helps in keeping the conversation focused and productive. Techniques for employing tact. Using positive language. Positive language helps in creating a constructive and supportive environment. It involves framing messages in a way that emphasizes the positive aspects and potential solutions rather than focusing on problems or deficiencies. This technique not only improves the tone of the communication but also motivates and encourages others. For instance, instead of saying, "This report is full of errors," a tactful approach would be, "I think we can enhance this report by addressing a few areas that need revision." This positive language highlights the potential for improvement rather than dwelling on mistakes. Providing constructive feedback. When giving feedback, tact is essential to ensure that it is received in a helpful and encouraging manner. Constructive feedback involves focusing on specific behaviors or actions rather than personal attributes and offering actionable suggestions for improvement. A tactful feedback approach might involve describing the situation, providing context for the feedback, highlighting the impact, explaining how the behavior affects the team or project, offering suggestions, providing practical advice for improvement, encouraging dialogue, inviting the recipient to share their perspective and discuss solutions, acknowledging others' perspectives. Acknowledging and validating others' perspectives is a key element of tactful communication. It involves recognizing the validity of different viewpoints and showing empathy for others' experiences and feelings. This approach fosters mutual respect and understanding, which are essential for effective communication. For example, when discussing a disagreement, a tactful communicator might say, "I understand that you have a different perspective on this issue, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Let's explore how we can find a common ground." Using gentle humor. Incorporating gentle humor can be an effective way to diffuse tension and create a positive atmosphere. Humor, when used appropriately, can help lighten the mood and make difficult conversations more manageable. However, it is important to be sensitive to the context and ensure that humor is not offensive or misinterpreted. A tactful use of humor involves keeping it light, avoiding jokes that could be seen as derogatory or inappropriate. Reading the room, ensuring that humor is suitable for the audience and situation. Using humor to connect, finding common ground through shared experiences or observations. Overcoming challenges in diplomatic communication. Dealing with resistance. Resistance is a common challenge in diplomatic communication, especially when addressing sensitive or controversial issues. It is important to approach resistance with patience and understanding, seeking to address the underlying concerns rather than forcing a resolution. Strategies for dealing with resistance include acknowledging concerns, validating the other party's feelings and viewpoints, providing reassurance, offering clarity and addressing any misunderstandings, finding compromise, exploring alternative solutions that address both parties' needs, handling emotional responses. Emotional responses can complicate diplomatic communication and make it challenging to maintain composure. It is crucial to address emotions with empathy and understanding while focusing on the issue at hand. Techniques for handling emotional responses include validating emotions, recognizing and acknowledging the other person's feelings. Maintaining objectivity, keeping the conversation focused on the topic rather than personal emotions. Providing support, offering assistance and understanding to help manage the emotional impact. Navigating cultural differences. Cultural differences can significantly impact diplomatic communication, as different cultures have varying norms and expectations. Being aware of and respecting these differences is essential for effective communication. Strategies for navigating cultural differences involve educating oneself, learning about the cultural backgrounds and practices of others, showing respect, adapting communication styles to align with cultural norms and expectations, being open-minded, approaching cultural differences with curiosity and a willingness to understand the long-term benefits of diplomacy and tact, building trust and respect. Consistently using diplomacy and tact in communication helps build trust and respect in relationships. Trust is a crucial element of effective interactions, as it fosters a sense of safety and reliability. Respect, in turn, ensures that all parties feel valued and understood. Building trust and respect requires ongoing effort and commitment to maintaining open, honest, and considerate communication. When individuals consistently demonstrate diplomatic and tactful behavior, they establish themselves as reliable and empathetic communicators, leading to stronger and more enduring relationships. Fostering collaborative environments. Diplomatic and tactful communication promotes a collaborative environment, where individuals work together towards common goals. By addressing conflicts constructively and showing respect for diverse perspectives, teams can achieve higher levels of cooperation and productivity. Collaboration is essential for innovation and problem-solving, as it allows for the pooling of ideas and resources. Effective diplomatic communication ensures that all voices are heard and valued, leading to more effective teamwork and collective success. Enhancing personal growth. Mastering diplomacy and tact contributes to personal growth by developing essential interpersonal skills. These skills are valuable in various aspects of life, from career advancement to personal relationships. Developing the ability to communicate diplomatically and tactfully enhances emotional intelligence, adaptability, and problem-solving capabilities. Personal growth through diplomatic communication involves improving self-awareness, understanding one's communication style and its impact on others, enhancing emotional intelligence, recognizing and managing one's own emotions while empathizing with others, building resilience, developing the ability to handle challenging conversations and conflicts effectively. Conclusion. Communicating with diplomacy and tact is an invaluable skill that enhances both personal and professional interactions. By understanding and implementing the principles of diplomacy and tact, individuals can navigate complex social dynamics, resolve conflicts, and foster positive relationships. Through active listening, careful word choice, and empathy, one can master the art of diplomatic communication and contribute to a more harmonious and effective interaction in all areas of life. As we continue to engage with diverse individuals and navigate various social contexts, the ability to communicate diplomatically and tactfully will remain a key factor in achieving success and maintaining meaningful connections.